Hi, this is Ben. Hello, this is Ben. I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
Hey, Ben, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, Ben, how's it going? Mike here with Dolphin Mazer.
Oh, Mike, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. It looks like you're on the road right now. Are you?
Yes, I'm moving down to college right now. I'm on my way down to my apartment.
Okay, I see. Good time to chat, or should I call you back when you've parked?
No, this is a great time to chat. Actually, I was going to reach out to Nick once I got there, but I'm happy you called. This is a great time to talk.
All right, perfect, buddy. So I hope you had your meeting yesterday with the other stakeholders. How did that go?
We did. It was a really, really good meeting. We had a really good conversation, passed a lot of ideas around. We're really excited about the idea. There are a couple things kind of in outside of the app, kind of in our sales plan and where our target market is going to be in the beginning that changed a little bit, but in a good way. We're more confident going forward that the way we're planning on doing it will be more successful. And so what we want to do is kind of work out a couple of the kinks of our new plan, because I know before, I think I kind of explained that we wanted to take our app to the open market first. But, you know, apps are awesome. So many of them are developed every day, and there's a lot of them that just don't take off. And so we always kind of had a little piece of us. Yeah, so there's a little piece of us that was worried about that. But with the nature of what we're doing with our app is, you know, connecting the elderly with their families and letting them tell their story in mediums that are more memorable. Right. But there's a really big audience that we feel could be safer. And so we're feeling that at the first stages, we want to go directly to nursing homes and sell it to them and then help their patients use our services and connect them with their family. And we feel like we can gauge the interest and kind of get some pre-sales lined up just to make sure that at launch we do have a safety net and a really good audience to kind of test and improve the things of our app on. Mm-hmm. And so what we're thinking of is we'll start with the kind of senior living market, and then once we bring in virtual reality, we kind of feel like that's a phase two type thing, because, you know, it's virtual reality is awesome.
I agree,
it's kind of in its infancy right now, and so we don't feel pressure to rush into that. Because of that pivot, we've got like a couple more things we want to nail down, but we feel like we can figure that out really soon in the next week, and then we'll probably start looking into getting investment and talking to different investors. And once that gets squared away, I think now we are at a place where we are much more confident and more excited to go through with development.
Okay, I think you sound a lot more optimistic about it than last time, I'll be honest with you. But that's great. I mean, that sounds like great progress. Just my two cents on this, with whatever I understand so far, I think we were in the right direction until the last time, and then, you know, this idea with going to the nursing homes and senior homes and kind of having them formally on board, that is fantastic. But the only thing that I can tell you right now with, you know, first-hand experience is that, you know, organizations like these, homes like these, whatever you call them, they, at the end of the day, are organizations as well at their own level, and they need some kind of proof of concept in the sense that they need to see a few people at least onboarded onto your application. So this may be a great plan with, you know, the second phase in terms of user acquisition, not the second phase of development, but even the user acquisition can be divided into two parts, three parts, right? My recommendation to you would be that you keep working on it, but I think, you know, you were kind of spot on with trying to go commercial with the application and try and get users on board from all different mediums rather than having to formally reach out to the organization, at least at this time when we're just launching. Why? Because the first thing they'll ask you is how many people have benefited from your application, right? And you need to have an answer to that, because that is going to be the break or make or break, right? So, you know, I think you should keep them in the loop. I think you should also have more like a focal group of, say, a few senior homes in your community that can actually, you know, kind of come together and review your application once it goes live. And that is also going to help you gather some traction to your application right off the bat. But before you can formally enroll them and have, you know, them come in, say, you know, a few tens and a few hundreds on the application, you would have to show them at least a few hundred downloads, and then, you know, at least a few positive feedbacks about your application before you can get to that stage. So I think first step, say about, 2 months, 60 days would be good enough for like a pilot launch. And then right after that, you could target this, approach, and that is going to, you know, take you a good 6 months to build that momentum with the, care homes and senior homes. And I think from there, we can look at different directions and how to further continue the user acquisition. What do you think?
I really appreciate your two cents, Mike. I think you're totally right that any big organization like that, which oftentimes their budget, I think, is really tight because they're doing their best for the patients with what they have to work with, that adding another expense for them could be a tough sell. And so if we have proof of concept, we have people that have tried the app and have liked it, I definitely agree that would help.
I'll tell you how this works. Yeah. Just to add a bit here. So when you're targeting individuals, there's going to be impulsive downloading as well. There's going to be people not making decisions in groups, right? When you talk to, senior homes and care homes, they have board, they have a few people that are managing the funds, and that's where the thought process comes in, you know, on whether the application actually works or not, whether we should spend on it or not, how many people have benefited from it or not. All of those are questions that you ask yourself as well when you are in your customer's shoes, and you're discussing a proposition with your stakeholders, just like you were discussing us with your stakeholders about, you know, being a good fit with the mobile application development, right? So you need to have that 100, 200 people, at least 300 people on board before you can reach out to these organizations with some positive feedback from the first set of users. And that is actually going to give you a good mileage, a good traction with reaching out to these organizations in the first place as well.
Yeah. And, okay, so Mike, just so that I understand kind of your thought process, so you're those first like 100 to 300 people that have tried the app. Are you saying that it would be good to have those individuals not be related to any kind of senior living center? They're just kind of individuals on their own. They found the app, they've liked it. And are those individuals kind of in a part of like a beta test? Or are you saying after launch, after we've done testing, that those are just legitimate subscribers that have tested the app of their own free will and have made reviews and things like that? Is that the group, kind of what you mean by that first group?
In our industry, we call that a pilot launch, right? And, you know, when you say a pilot launch, the idea here is that you don't have to wait for, say, a few thousand users before you take your user acquisition journey to the next step, right? You need to have, like, say, even 100 people that get on board the application, that use the application for, say, 14, 21 days. Even if you have to give it out for free, and if that's what you're referring to as a beta testing, why not, right? And, you know, that's going to help you get some people, especially people who are in your, you know, closer circle, you know, elder people in your closer circle, within your friend circles, all of them can help come on board on the application, and they will be the most, probable with giving their feedback and opening up about the application, and, you know, more importantly, giving a positive feedback. Even if, you know, they had a bit of a hiccup with the application, they wouldn't mind covering that up, because you have all the time at your hand before you take it formally to organizations and before you, you know, kind of pitch the application to them and present the application to them. That is going to help you streamline the application or kind of iron out the application as well, and then have some user stories on board as well that you can present, and that could help you, you know, get your foot in the door with even the larger organizations that are much more, probable that they would sign up because they have a larger budget than smaller organizations.
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying, and I think a piece of what we're thinking is, especially if I kind of take into account what you said, if we do some kind of pilot test where we have a certain group try it, be really open with us, hopefully I think we work hard to help them have good reviews, good stories that we put on our website and in advertising and things like that. And then I think if we have that group and we went to the senior living homes, we felt that the idea of our app could be pretty appealing to them on its own. But we were also thinking what we could do, and this is the part that we're kind of be working out this next week and the week after.
Right.
If we were to send each nursing home that we are partnering with equipment so that they could record the audio, video, maybe even we send them a 360 camera, that in-house at their location, they have this equipment so that the users can be connected to their families, and we would send that to them for free. And we also felt that if we could incentivize them to kind of sell but open it up to their patients and give them a cut of the revenue that we're making, that it would be extra appealing to them, because then they're the ones that it's the point of sale at the senior living centers, but if they're making money on their patients doing something we hope they would really love, we feel like that's where it could take off. And I think if we have the pilot test like you talked about and we take it to them, to the senior living center, and say, we have these people, they've loved it, and this is what we're proposing to you, you'll get a cut, and eventually you'll be making money on this, and you will be different than your competitors in the area that you have this system to connect these people that are far from their families, connect with them digitally. That's where we feel like we have our unique value proposition. So I really appreciate your insight, because that's totally true. If we have that pilot test backing us, it'll be easier to make that sale.
Exactly, yeah. So I think you're on the same page. Social proof, as we call it, right? And some kind of incentives for the smaller nursing homes, so they can, you know, actually be your ambassadors within, you know, their you know, target audiences, and they can help open up your applications to you know, many different segments of people that could join, of course, within your, you know, age demographics and everything. I think social proof is going to be the foremost. That's going to be really important right off the bat, getting your first organization on board, agreeing people to, you know, using your equipment, albeit free, but, you know, using your equipment, and, you know, opening up to their patients about your application. All of that is going to require you some kind of social proof, and then some incentive, added incentive on top, which, again, I think is not going to be the most important. I think the social proof is going to be the most important, and that's going to help you hoist yourself within the industry that you're looking to target.
Yeah, definitely. I really like those thoughts.
So put that across to your partners as well. My reason coming to you is that so you can take it forward with your team and see what they think. I mean, they may have even a better plan out of this, right? However, what do you guys think about the development on how we discussed it last time? So are you guys, like, going to do this in phases? I realize you said you don't want to do the AR and the VR right now, which I think is just great. Because, you know, something like this, you know, these emerging technologies, they're better left for a second phase when your, you know, core application has become stable from all the perspectives. User acquisition, you know, bugs and fixes, fixing the user experience where need be, then I think you could take it to that level. And so I think that's where the AR and the VR can come in. So what are you guys thinking about how to pursue the development, you know, according to how we discussed last time?
So from the development standpoint, I think it's pretty similar to what we had talked about. The only new piece, if we are going to the nursing homes first, is I know that Nick and I had talked a little bit about, like, an administrator page so that we could see you know, what's going on in the app. We are also thinking we might want to have some sort of admin panel for, like, the activity coordinator or the manager at the nursing home so that they can kind of manage the people they're working with. And so that's maybe one change to the app itself that we'd add in with this new piece that we're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to the virtual reality, I think we would, like you said, try and develop in the first phase all the skeleton of the app. You know, the prompt system that we talked about, and we want to bring in audio and video recording at the same time. So if we could nail down the audio video recording prompt system and also create a space, kind of like the social media aspect we talked about, where people can view each other's stories and comment on them, interact with them. So I think when it comes to the app development, the only thing that would come in phase two is just the virtual reality aspect. And like you said, since it's an emerging technology, I agree with you that we want to nail down what we're doing and make sure that the service is great. Mm-hmm. But I also feel virtual reality is new, and especially with what we're going for to make access to creating virtual reality experiences and viewing them,
right,
I think will be dependent on what happens in the next year and a half. Because, you know, Apple Vision's coming out, and their big thing of, you know, being able to film the surroundings, and it kind of adds a new layer. And so I think we'd want to see what competitors come up with, that what cost-effective alternatives there are, and I think we can kind of pivot and decide what the virtual reality aspect of our app would look like. Because right now, I feel like when recording virtual reality, I think that would kind of, like, if we were to do it right now, I feel like it would need to be recorded outside the app and then imported into it. But in a year and a half, that could be different, where if we could keep the recording of the virtual reality piece inside the app, I think that would simplify it for older users. And I think that will just kind of depend on what the market does and what products are available. And so I think, I don't know if we have really specific plans and goals right now, because we want to see what that market looks like, and then we can decide what we can do that will best fit what people are liking.
Exactly, and then just the buzzword itself, and then, you know, having some kind of a sneak peek into what you guys plan on doing in a say a year, or even, you know, earlier, hopefully, depending upon how quickly the app gains traction. Even having virtual reality as part of the plan, and, you know, keeping it a part of your presentations when you reach out to these organizations, the nursing homes, the senior homes, I think that itself is going to be just enough for now, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you stay within your means as well, because everything is going to sound good. I mean, I could give you so many options on what we could do with artificial intelligence, for example, right? With machine learning, for example. And all of that is going to, you know, fit like a glove within your application and the whole concept. But that can wait, and that we need some time while we have the core illustrated, while we have something set up, some foundations built. Then only can we think straight and can be able to focus on having those emerging technologies within the application as well. So for now, we'll keep it as a buzzword. We'll keep it as a sneak peek. But I don't think, just like you said, I don't think we should dive into it right off the bat, because that is not going to be, you know, I don't think that's going to be very helpful, especially if we, you know, that kind of makes us lose focus on the core functions of the application and the foundations of the application.
Definitely, yeah. So I think that's kind of where we are right now, and I appreciate your call. And we'll work hard this next week or two to figure out what our kind of sales plan would be. And once we get to a spot where we feel comfortable that we would be successful in making those sales, then we'll talk more about really starting to kickstart the development process. And I think, like I've said before, there's a couple different development companies that we've talked to, and now that we do feel that this is a project that we think could work, I think we'll really start looking into those options. And I will say I really appreciated working with you and Nick. You both have been really on top of it, and I've appreciated your insights and advice. It's definitely taken a part in what we've discussed and what we're thinking of doing moving on in the future. And so we'll be looking around, and I'll definitely keep what you and Nick have done in mind, and because I've really appreciated it.
Very much my pleasure. You're most welcome. I look forward to working with you. Did you guys like kind of thumb down some kind of number on how much you want to keep this within, given, you know, keeping the last conversation we had in perspective? Do you like have a number on how much you want to bootstrap this with before you have to go out to the investors?
So while I was working on the finances and our business plan, I took the most expensive quote that we got just so that we had some wiggle room. And right now, what we were looking at for phase one was something around $80,000. And I know we talked about like $60,000,
$65,000. That's
right. And with the changes, like the minor tweaks of maybe adding in another kind of intermediary admin panel and kind of talking about the virtual reality as a second phase of development, I think we could, if we could try and hold it to that window of, you know, around 60 to 80 for phase one, I think that's something that we'd be comfortable with. And I think it'll also depend how confident we are after we start trying to talk to some senior living centers, see if this would be something that they would be interested in, and see what the investors think. But I think that like 60 to 80 is kind of the range that we feel comfortable with, but I think that could be subject to change.
And just so I understand this correctly, that's excluding the AR and the VR, or is that excluding that?
Yes, excluding the VR.
Okay. Great. I think that sounds good. I mean, I think that's a workable budget. I think this falls within, you know, what we would offer for a range as well. And then, you know, like I said, I mean, you're telling me this is workable with, I mean, you could work with this kind of budget. In case you guys want to launch like a, you know, a smaller product first that we call an MVP, that again, I want to, you know, put, you know, kind of bounce off across you and put that on the plate again as well, because that's something we could do as well, if you'd like to, you know, kind of skin this down and kind of do the bare bone structure first before you, you know, add on some more features that we have currently planned for the first phase. So in any case, I think we'd have to get back on the drawing board for a bit and kind of rediscover the project in the sense that, you know, kind of try and fine-tune what we already have in documentation. And that is going to bring us a lot more closer to launching this as well. So what do you suggest? Should we recircle on this sometime next week? I think I heard that you said you want to reach out to some, you know, some nursing homes before we get this going.
Yes, I think we could definitely talk again next week. I think by next week we will not have reached out to nursing homes, but I think from my side we will be a little more educated on what homes we'd want to target, what things they've already done that could maybe be similar to ours, because we've done some market research, but not quite in this niche. And so I think we definitely could circle back next week and talk a little bit more. And I would love to talk about the MVP because I think that would be very beneficial especially if we could maybe get a little bit of investment before that, but then take the MVP to investors for a second round. I think that's something that we're very interested in doing as a first.
I would rather recommend
project. And then, you know, add those other features on like you just said.
Exactly, yes. So I would rather recommend the MVP as well, because, you know, that's exactly how we suggest you launch it to any company we work with or any, you know, organization we work with, especially when you're doing your first application. That kind of helps you, you know, kind of wrap your head around a lot of other things as well, which are kind of the intrinsic dynamics of launching something like this, right? So in any case, I think we need to stay connected, definitely. And, you know, all this time that we have with the market research with the nursing homes, which sounds like a great idea, let's stay connected so we can try and, you know, shell down more like a scope of work document. And then we can compare what we can have with the MVP, with what kind of budget, and then what the full scope for the first phase of development could look like. You know, of course, minus the VR that we are now going to move defer to the next stage. So I think I'll leave you a text message early next week, and we can go from there.
Okay, that sounds great, Mike. I really appreciate that. I think that will be a really great conversation.
All right. Thank you, Ben. I'll let you go, and, you know, you drive safe. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks again. Bye now.
Yep. Bye-bye.